Imperium Latin Unseen's Saucy 8. Right, so we start this one. This is about Caligula and generally what he looked like. We start it with fuit, which is just he was. And then you'll notice there are all these things, statura, colore, corpore, gracilitate, and so on and so on. They're all in the ablative, and I think we take them as kind of ablatives of quality. So in Latin it says he was with stature, he was with a colour, he was with a body. In English you could say he was of, or probably easier just to say he had, and take the whole thing in a slightly different way. So he had statura eminenti, an eminent stature. That just means tall stature. Colouring, that's ablative. Ex pallido means very pallid or very pale. Corpore is a body. Enormi comes from enormis, third declension adjective. It doesn't mean enormous. It means badly shaped. So badly shaped body. Gracilitate, again, it sort of looks as though it means grace or something like that, but it means thinness, actually. So, maxima gracilitate ablative, the greatest thinness of cervicis et crurum. Your cervix is your neck and your crus is your leg. So, of the legs and the neck and the legs. Then with eyes and with temporibus. Temporibus there is what we call the temples. So concave eyes and temples, I think we can make that sunken in English, don't you? With sunken eyes and temples. Fronte, frons frontis, this means the forehead. Lata et torua, latus means wide and torvus means sort of generally nasty or grim. So wide and grim forehead. Capillo raro, your capillus is your hair. And rare, rarus means sort of there's not very much of it. So sparse hair. At circa verticem nullo. So at is but, nullo is none. Circa verticem, around the vertex, which is the top of the head. So none at all around the top of his head. Hirsutus cetera. Strangely, that's the only word here that seems to be nominative. Hirsutus, if you're hirsute in English, you're hairy. Cetera, probably accusative of respect, I'm guessing. I think it means in other places, or with the other things, or in respect of the other things. Quare here means sort of, and this is why, or for this reason. Well, I got kind of another long sentence. The end of it is habebatur, and that seems to be the verb. So, because it's indicative. So let's take that. It was held, criminosum and exitiale. We can make criminosum just criminal, and exitiale means it will get you to your exitus, to your end. So it means punishable by death. So it was held criminal and punishable by death. Now then we've got eo transeunte, ablative absolute, with him, transeunte is a present participle, crossing or crossing somebody's path. So if the emperor crossed your path, it was held as criminal and punishable by death. Prospicere, that must mean to look forward. Ex superiore parte, from a higher part or from a higher place, just simply from above. Out is or. Omnino quacumque de causa caprum nominare. This is one of my favourite bits of Suetonius. It's an utterly ridiculous statement. Nominare, to nominate or to name or to mention. Capram, a goat. Quacumque de causa, or de means from, causa means a cause or reason, and quacumque means whatever reason, from whatever reason, omnino, at all. you couldn't possibly mention a goat, because obviously Caligula thought that he looked like one, so it didn't allow anybody to talk about them. Continuing, indeed, that's vero, sort of truly or in truth or something. Efferabat, that this is to do with making something wild. The root there is that with the wild root. It looks as though it might be to do with ferro, ferretuli latum, but it can't be with that letter A in it. So he was making wild his vultum. Your vultus is your face, which was horridum natura. It was horrid by nature. And titrum etiam de industra. And he was making it wild. And titrum, which is sort of rather nasty or foul. Etiam ex industria. Etiam there is an even. And even foul. So it was horrid by nature and even foul. And he was making it wild ex industria, out of industry, which means deliberately. Industry. He tried hard to make himself look ugly. Componens, which means arranging. Ad speculum. The speculum is the mirror. So to the mirror or in front of the mirror. In omnem terrorem ac formidinem. In with the accusative means into. All terror and formido means fear. So it must mean arranging his vultum, his face. So as for his face, which was naturally horrible and foul even, he made it wild quite deliberately, arranging himself in front of the mirror to every kind of terror and fear. What a lunatic.